So how'd you guys get together?
Well, I mean, it's a fairly long story. We'll give you the condensed version. We all, for the most of us, at least us three, have some pretty common backgrounds. Todd and myself were in a metal band back in the day, like 2004. And then later on in college, Josh and I were in like a retro rock outfit. And literally like the day after that band broke up, I called up Todd from the old metal band. And, you know, all three of us were pretty much sick and tired of playing really, I don't know, shitty, depressing,
yeah,
sad music. And, you know, we really wanted to have fun and have, you know, a good time and just play solid rock music. So we tried it as a three piece and didn't really, you know, feel good.
No, it didn't.
And we went on the search for a guitar player for quite a while. And, you know, we found Deanna. Thank God we found Deanna.
Yeah.
And,
she really filled out the sound.
Yeah. After one practice, it was pretty much like, yeah, this is going to happen. So we actually recorded our first record like within the month of her joining the group. So it's kind of like a trial by fire, but that's kind of how we work. So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, she is an excellent guitarist. The riffs in many of the songs, she really makes a lot of those songs something extra special. I mean, you guys have an excellent vocalist. The bass is tight, the drums work, everything, but she really fills out the sound. Was that kind of what happened when you guys rehearsed? You're like, uh-oh, we got something here. Is that what happened?
Yeah, well, you know, the one guitar thing just wasn't really happening. And we wanted a big rock and roll sound, that thing you get from the late 70s and, you know, and some of the stuff from the 80s. And we just couldn't get that with one guitar. So we picked her up, and Deanna and I kind of have the same influences and kind of play the same. So we play really well with each other, and we bounce back and forth pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, as far as your influences go, you guys say that you're inspired by, you know, 70s and 80s rock. You hear a lot of that in your sound. I mean, I hear some, you know, Blue Oyster Cult at times. I even hear some, you know, yeah, Offspring at others. I mean, you guys have a wide range of sound. What influences you guys?
Oddly enough, one of my favorite groups is Chicago. I don't know how much that shows through, but I love that band.
Yeah, and they definitely have that big band sound. I mean, that how many people are in that band? You know,
I think it's like 20? 7 or 8. Yeah, they're
great dudes. Oh yeah, man,
they're all great.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all pull a little differently too, from different places. I don't know. Like you said, Josh digs Chicago. I kind of like, I don't know. D and I kind of have the same. I mean, all of us kind of overlap a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
Like I'm a big Black Crowes, Guns N' Roses,
Aerosmith,
Jet, ZZ Top, Foghat Mountain, Ram Jam.
You making up things right now?
No.
Ram Jam, that's awesome.
Wow, yeah, that Black Betty, man, that brings back brings back some memories there.
Yeah.
All right, let's have some fun. As far as I know, I did not think that any of you guys were into Chicago, but for everyone else that hasn't spoken, give us like a guilty pleasure band that we wouldn't expect by listening to you guys.
Oh God,
Josh, you go first.
Well, let me speak for Todd. He loves musicals.
I really do.
He loves show tunes.
Yeah, I don't know show tunes, but I dig musicals like West Side Story and shit like that.
All right, so you a Jet or a Shark?
I'm gonna say a Jet.
All right, there you go.
But only because Russ Tamblyn's a badass, and I can't believe I know who that is.
What the fuck is that?
He's the main Jet who gets stabbed.
Wow.
I know. I hate myself right now.
So, Patrick, thanks. You just gave us a good reason to fire our drummer.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
How embarrassing.
And
awesome.
I like the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's just mindless pop music. It's fun. I don't have to think about it very much.
Yeah.
Just shake your ass.
Exactly.
So what's your creative process like? How do you guys come up with lyrics and music?
Well, Josh says no first.
Yeah. He said Josh says no to everything. No, really, we just sit in a room in the practice space, and we really kind of write together.
Yeah, everything is pretty much 25% all the way. I mean, even from like, I don't know, I guess like maybe D will come up with a riff, and then she'll bring it to us, or I'll come up with a riff, and we'll bring it to the band, and we'll just go from there. We'll jam on it till it turns into a song, and then maybe from that point, we'll just start, you know, like, okay, well, what does the song make you feel like? What does it bring images of? And that's kind of how we write lyrics, and when we all write in a room together, so.
Okay, you guys are still, you know, getting started as far as, like, you know, your musical careers go, as far as, like, you know, picking up a following. But, I mean, I looked up you guys up on Facebook, and you have, like, little gangs set up, you know, Blackwater James gang, this chapter, that chapter. I mean, you guys are totally using social media to your advantage. Is that something that you would suggest to other bands starting out?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, if you can do it, you definitely.
Yeah.
Well, it's really sad how many bands aren't doing it. And, like, when we jumped on Twitter, like, as a band, we're fairly new to Twitter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we sell a shitload of merch and CDs on Twitter from literally just having conversations with people who like Butt Cherry or people who like Foo Fighters. Yeah. Or we just have conversations with people that have common interests, and we end up selling CDs. So, and it's such an easy way to stay in contact with fans that will work. We've gotten gigs and gotten things booked and on radio shows because of fans, especially the Mississippi chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your goals aside from, you know, taking over one earlobe at a time?
I love lobes.
Like Lisa Lobe? She's kind of cute. She's not bad.
Thanks for the glasses.
We get very off track and joke around.
No, it's okay.
I don't know. Goals? We want to be able to sustain a basic living playing music. And that's really kind of it. You know, I mean, sure, who wouldn't like to make, you know, loads of money? But, I mean, we want to be able to tour. We want to be able to support ourselves and just have fun. That's kind of the big thing. Yeah. We're all about fun and people shaking their ass at shows and dancing around. And so, yeah, that is our goal, for people to shake their ass.
I like where this is going.
I thought that just came from, you know, the whole Spice Girls reference before, but, you know. Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of, you know, newer bands, they make their dough mainly by, you know, selling merch and touring. What's a live performance of you guys like? How is it different from what fans hear on a CD?
It's a lot sweatier. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that, because we recorded that record, the EP that you have, live. We actually recorded that all in the same room together. So, I mean, a lot of those tracks, the only thing we really overdubbed were solos and vocals. So, I mean, that's really kind of how we sound. I mean, yeah, like Josh said, it's a little hairier, a little sweatier.
We're a very energetic band live, but we're not, like, mad mugging you the whole time. Like, we're smiling, we're having a good time. Like, Josh and I will just make fun of each other. Not, like, I don't know. Like, we'll look at each other, I can tell, like, I don't know. We just have that kind of connection that I can just make fun of him without saying anything.
Yeah.
And he does the same to me. So we just laugh and joke around on stage.
Yeah. We like to have fun. And we smile on stage. We're not shoegazers. You know?
Yeah.
We smile at the crowd. We have fun with the crowd. We definitely like to get them involved.
And we move around. Now, me being the drummer, I probably shouldn't be saying that, because I'm isolated and kind of stuck where I am. But everyone, even Chris, moves around quite a bit. You know, you can't wear flip-flops and play in our band.
Not very well.
No, that would end badly for you.
How important do you think it is to be able to perform live on a consistent basis and perform well live?
God, at this point, it's kind of everything. We're not getting radio play, you know, as far as like a national act. So if you want to make fans and convert people to the love that is Blackwater James, you've got to impress them live.
I mean, people want to come out and get drunk and have a good time. And if it doesn't look like the people performing are enjoying what they're doing, then they're not going to have a good time. They're not going to want to come back out.
You know, it's really funny when there's a ton of metal bands in Nashville, tons of metal bands. And we're really good friends with lots of them, because they're all that we can play with, you know, in town, when we play in town. But it's really interesting when you're playing this, you know, really downtrodden, like, depressing music, and you wonder why nobody's getting into it, you know. And it's like, well, you know, the three of us kind of came out of that, know, and we're kind of like with antithesis. Is that the correct
antithesis? Word? Yeah, we grew out of it.
Yeah, we grew out of it. That. I can spell it.
So, by comparison, how do you guys feel now as opposed to, you know, a couple of years ago when this wasn't one of, you know, when you guys weren't involved in this project? What's the difference like?
We all like each other. That's a start.
That's the biggest difference. I mean, the band and I, that Chris and I were in, it was very hard. I mean, it's like pulling teeth every practice. I mean, nobody, let's not say nobody, but few people got along. And it was just, it was rough.
And then the band that Todd and I were in, it was just like a power struggle the whole time. And, I don't know, in this band, you earn your keep, you know? Like, I think that's one reason we've been so successful is that everybody kind of does what they do. We all have our own jobs. We all have our own strengths, and we play to those.
Okay, you guys just mentioned your strengths. As a band, what do you think is your weaknesses? Well, do you guys think that you have a weakness?
Well, we're human, so we have plenty of those.
That's a good question.
Is a job interview?
Weakness.
You know that we've never been asked that before.
I abhor the weak.
We don't. Ballads kind of kick our ass. We're not very good at running ballads.
That's fair. Like, what do we have? Wait, me. We've got stand up.
Stand up's not a ballad.
It's not. It's really not.
That's fair.
We have one.
Yeah, we have a ballad
that we've never played live.
Yeah, we've never played live.
We played it live once.
No.
Oh, you're talking about Eight Letters.
Yeah.
That'll never be played live. Yeah. So, ballads.
So, it's safe to say that you guys won't be playing with Journey anytime soon.
Whoa. Okay, I would love to play with Journey. Every time I hear Separate Ways, I cry a little bit.
It's funny you mention that because we actually just threw in a piece of a Journey song in the middle of one of ours. We just threw like a little hook section of that just smack dab in the middle of one of our older tunes, and it's fun.
Awesome. So as far as the EP, do you guys each have a favorite song on the EP, and if so, what is it?
My favorite, this is Josh, is probably Burn. I don't know why, it just, the intro gets me going, and then by the time you hit the chorus, you're screaming a lot. but in a good way, like with the windows down, everybody staring at you at the red light.
You've done this before, haven't you, Josh?
I'm like,
this is a personal experience he's now said to you.
Right, anybody else?
I think this is Todd. I think mine's probably Feel Your Way, just because it's kind of a sexy tune. And I dig that. I dig songs that are about, you know,
sex.
Fooling around and having sex, yeah. So I dig that song. But if it wasn't that one, Come On's probably a really close second.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The middle section of Come On with the bass and drum breakdown into the...
And Chris is like, which screen?
Chris's high notes. Sick. Yeah, so I mean, that's a really close second. But Feel Your Way is probably my favorite off the EP.
All right, Chris.
Now my favorite on the EP is Closer to Free.
Good tune.
I think that was a little different for what we did, especially it has that dual guitar lead that Deanna and I do at the end of the, I guess right before the last chorus, and I think it's pretty dynamic for one of our tunes. I dig it. It's fun.
Okay, what are you guys working on for the future? What would you like your fans to know about what's going on now?
Well, I mean, right now we're really focusing on, we've kind of pulled the reins back on playing. I mean, there was at one point we were playing like twice a week, three times a week. And right now we've kind of pulled back and we're playing. I mean, if you understand Nashville, it just makes a little more sense. But like we're instead of playing more shows, we're playing better shows. And we've really, really focused on getting opening slots for bigger acts. So like July 30th, we're opening for David Allan Coe. Just kind of weird, but kind of awesome at the same time. August 20th, we're opening
That's
for Framing Hanley. And then August 14th, we're opening for George Lynch and Lynch Mob, which is pretty cool.
Very nice.
So that's kind of what we're focused on, I guess, is playing really bigger shows and getting a bigger audience that way. So, well, we got a long way to go pushing Volume 1, so we've just kind of scratched the surface with this.
Okay, as far as, let's just say, let's give you guys a hypothetical. Let's just say someone has never heard of Blackwater James before, and they kind of, you know, come across your site on your page on Facebook or on Reverb Nation, and they're like, what is this band all about? How would you sell what you guys do to them to get them interested?
That's a good question.
It's just straight ahead. Yeah, straight ahead American rock music. There's no frills. There's no auto-tune. There's no, like, we're not a bullshit band. I mean, what you hear on the record is what you get with us live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you listen to the record, there's a guitar on the left, a guitar on the right, and all of us are singing backup vocals. You know, so that's what it is. It's real. It's authentic.
Yeah, if we can't, we really strive to make sure we didn't put anything really too unnecessary on the record. So if we can't do it live with the four people that we have, it's not on the record.
Yeah, so, yeah, straight ahead American rock music that just makes you want to shake your ass.
Move your ass.
There's a recurring theme in this interview.